Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven.
Day program. It's Friday the 15th of May. The Ides of May are upon us. Molly Page is here along with Ken Kessler. Do you know, Molly, why we call it the we? I'm not going to sound like you. We've learned that the Ides of May.
Like me.
Well, you.
I'm not all news people. I don't think I've ever said we've learned.
We've learned.
We have?
No, we haven't.
We've unlearned.
I want to know if you know why I made a reference to the Ides of May.
I've heard the Ides of March.
Oh, perfect. There it is.
Why the Ides
of
May?
Yeah.
Yay, I get a cowbell.
You get a chicken dinner. Ides of, I just do that all the time because the 15th for some people means the Ides of, and yeah, it does make reference to the Ides of March, which is all about what? Quiz question number two.
Oh, my gosh. It's so early on a Friday for
this. Oh, no, it's not. That's a horrible excuse.
Oh, be good to me and give me an answer.
Kenny, give her the answer, and you get the prize. Instead of her getting the chicken dinner, you get it.
Well, you're referring to Caesar, right?
Et tu, Brute. Get that knife out of my back. That's it. Julius Caesar.
Caesar salad.
Yeah. I'll have cheese with that Caesar salad, please. All right. Enough foolishness. Let's get to what's going on. I'm beginning to think this Amtrak thing, not foolish, but it's when you listen to the lawyers and the lawyer says, I'm so sorry, but my client can't remember a thing because he had a concussion.
Convenient?
It seems a bit. What else is there swirling around this? Molly, why don't you give us an update?
Well, it does seem that the train was accelerating and continued to accelerate right up to the point where they went into the curb and then he hit the brakes.
And that's the $64 question, why?
Right. So it went from 70 to 80 to 90 to over 100 going into the curve.
Okay, you want to know what I think?
I think we probably think the same thing, but please do tell.
The guy who was the co-pilot of the plane that crashed into the side of the mountain was giving this guy lessons.
They're kind of the same age.
It's kind of the same thing.
Kind of, I mean, we're speculating,
being,
of course.
I'm not being facetious here, although it does sound like I'm being a little silly.
I think quite a few people have thought that.
Right,
I mean, so I'm sure you were the first.
I was the first. Let's make sure you get that noted down. What else do we... The Amtrak CEO says, we take full responsibility. What the heck does that mean?
Yeah.
You're going to get sued. Okay, so I know that. What else does it mean to take responsibility? Of course it's your responsibility. Who else
one
is responsible? It isn't the guy who runs United Airlines that's responsible for this.
One of the people who worked for the train, who was on the train, is suing, has filed suit.
Very good. Good, but it's too bad.
Yeah, from suffering injuries. And they have now recovered 8 bodies.
Hmm.
They believe the final person who died in this crash, his body was recovered yesterday. So everybody's now accounted for that was on the train.
Speaking of bodies that have been accounted for, it seems that helicopter that disappeared in Nepal has been found. And the bodies of those who were on the helicopter have been found. So
all of them?
There were 3. How many were on the...
Oh, no, there were 8.
Oh, actually, there were?
3 have been spotted, but they've not been confirmed yet, that those were the people from the helicopter.
Well, in the middle of the mountains. See, this is how silly.
I know, you hate news people, but I have to
so
say it.
It's so silly. No, you know what? Well, you can say it. You're a free person and can say what you want.
Okay.
As long as you're not going to help me lose my license. But the thing that so... destroys. I mean, when it comes to credibility, think this through for a second. This is in the mountains of Nepal. It took them 3 days to find the helicopter. What other bodies do you think are going to be up there? You think there's a sheep herder on the side of the hill that might have gotten burned up by the wreckage hitting him and his herd of sheep?
Of course, it is most likely the Marines who were on the helicopter who, you know, were doing a mission to help save lives, bringing supplies, but it just hasn't been confirmed that those...
Confirmed by whom? Who has to confirm it?
Well, I would imagine the military would confirm, since they were Marines.
Yeah, then the Marines would probably confirm it then, right?
Yeah.
All right, so here's one more piece to the million-dollar puzzle. You ready?
Okay.
The search, remember I said yesterday in a rather tongue-in-cheek way that the helicopter is probably the same in the same place where the Malaysian airliner is.
I do remember this.
Okay.
Well.
So what happened yesterday, unbeknownst to me until I did my research for the program, is that the various entities have spent millions, tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars looking for this plane. Maybe it's in the Indian Ocean. Maybe it isn't. Well, they haven't found the plane, but they have found debris from an ancient shipwreck. It appears that there is this, and apparently it's very valuable, Kenny. They have found in the area multiple items on the seabed. Objects found close to the sea floor, 2 miles deep. They are small, and it really speaks well to the fact that you can look pretty much anywhere and find almost anything, except this plane, which no one can find. But they found the shipwreck. That's
Do they
important.
Know how long ago that ship sank?
I think it was like 700 years or so. What did I say? I'm not in the back of my mind. I don't remember, but it's an old ship.
So we're just a few centuries away from finding the Martian plane.
Right. Check back in with us in the year 2525 if man is still alive. All right, so that's that. 14 past the hour. In a moment, Ricky Kleiman is going to join us. She has an interesting spin. She hosts a program called Investigation Discovery. Well, it's called In the Line of Fire, this documentary about police. Her husband is Bill Bratton, who is the police chief leader in New York City and one of, in my mind, the best police officers in the country. So this ought to be an interesting watch. So we'll talk with Ricky about it in a moment here on Good Day.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. It's time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome mask. Responsive.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
16 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Molly Page and Ken Kessler and I have Ricky Kleiman. Some people say Kleiman. Some people say Kleiman.
And I think Kleiman, but I have learned long ago to answer to both.
I know you have. You, every time I talk to you, sometimes I feel like you remember me, and sometimes I feel like you don't remember me. You and I have busted.
Listen, you're an important guy. Of course I remember you.
Now, we had a number of conversations when we were working together, sort of together, Boston Radio. When I was running WEEI, I remember first coming across you and was fascinated with the way you handled yourself in terms of the public. And your persona has, I think, led to a lot of great things in your career. I said a minute ago that your husband, Bill Bratton, may or may not have had some influence in this. I find that I appreciate him more and more, although I've never actually met him or talked to him or had him on the radio. Maybe you could arrange that sometime, because I think he's the best police officer. Whenever, I wonder if people tease him about the show Blue Bloods. Do you ever get that?
Well, indeed we get it. First of all, I'll agree with you. He's probably the most well thought of and well known law enforcement figure in, if not in the country, in the world, or certainly one of them. And in terms of Blue Bloods, just a little add-on for you is that Tom Selleck, whom we have met and become friends with, models his character in many ways after Bill. He has read my husband's books. He even wears a pin upon his suit that was given to him by Bill. And we appreciate Tom's love of police and his appreciation of my husband. I think that I've had a career and a life that at this stage I can say is very blessed. And yesterday we screened at the World Trade Center Museum, the 9/11 Museum. We screened In the Line of Fire with an extraordinary crowd that gave these three Medal of Valor winners a standing ovation. And during the screening, there was barely a dry eye in the house. Mm-hmm. And I think the person who was most moved was Bill Bratton.
Yep. Well, that sounds, I love hearing those sorts of stories. It's every time I've talked to you, I can hear in your voice how much I love the guy. And he's lucky for that, because everybody needs to be loved and have somebody. You, I'm sure, have the same feelings. He gets the same feelings about you. Let's talk about this In the Line of Fire, which is on Investigation Discovery this Sunday at 9 p.m. It's the good side of police work. Get a lot of bad stuff from the news media about the police. And so I wanted to have you on to spend a couple of minutes to tell us what we will see on Sunday night.
What we're going to see on Sunday night is such a propitious time in America when the broad brush of policing is being painted very, very dark. And what we get to see here are three, and these are three of so many in 800,000 plus police officers across the country. You will find that the vast majority are people who have a calling to protect and serve. And of these three, one from Los Angeles, one from New York, one from Maplewood, Minnesota, you have three people who have exhibited extraordinary valor or bravery, and their tales of what happened on their particular days are each different, and yet they're the same, because what you find are stories that leave you breathless about one, for example, who goes to the Mexican consulate at a big call-out as people are fleeing because a madman is holding a pregnant woman as a hostage, as a shield, and how that is handled by the extraordinary Hector Feliciano, who was my inspiration for doing this series. When I watched what happened to him in real time in the news when I was living out in L.A., and Hector became the colonel, I wanted to be able to tell his story, and then I felt compelled to tell so many stories. Julie Osen looks like a soccer mom out of the Midwest, a little town of Maplewood, Minnesota, outside of St. Paul, goes to a domestic violence call, the most dangerous call that any cop can go to at any time. And she faces, while trying to protect a woman and her daughter from this crazy man who had been her significant other, who then goes after the police officers with a flaming rag, and her shootout with this man,
wow,
where she gets to save these women.
All right.
And last, in New York, and one of New York's finest.
One of the finest. All right, this is for Sunday, 9 o'clock Eastern, In the Line of Fire, hosted by Ricky Kleeman on Investigation Discovery. Good to talk to you again, Ricky.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal service.
John from Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy album was released on this date, 1975, and immediately was certified platinum. Imagine what kind of a record that is for a record. First album ever certified as a million seller. As a matter of fact, there was 2 million on the first day of its release. That is something that goes into the record books, and that's the reason we're paying attention to in terms of the news or the reference to that time. 24 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with our time for the late night show, the monologues, and the fun that people have. Well, hopefully, the idea is to have fun. Sometimes some stuff is a little more amusing than others. As we listen to Jimmy Fallon, David Letterman, Seth Meyers, you make up your mind whether it's funny or not.
There are reports that Hillary Clinton is adding people to her campaign team who will focus on preventing scandals. In other words, they just follow Bill around and go, no! Put her down, put her down. Speaking of Hillary, her younger brother, Tony, is facing some criticism for using the Clintons' political connections to help his career. So on the downside, she has a sketchy brother named Tony. On the upside, she just locked up every vote in New Jersey. That's right. Turns out Hillary's brother could damage her campaign. But then Jeb Bush was like, I think we all get a pass on who our brothers are. All right, let's just... We can't choose it, Tony. We all got... Actually, Jeb Bush got in a little trouble. Did you see this? Yesterday, he accidentally told reporters that he is, in fact, running for president, even though he hasn't formally announced it yet. But I think he covers it up pretty well. Take a look.
Is there any way you would have done things differently than your brother?
I'm running for president in 2016, and the focus is going to be about how we, if I run, how do you create high, sustained economic growth?
Reporters. reporters were like, you said you're running. He was like, no, hablo inglés. That's right. Jeb Bush also gave a speech while he was in Nevada yesterday, and I think the campaign is already starting to get to him. Just watch how bummed out he is when the crowd corrects him on how he says Nevada.
I'm from Miami. Yesterday I left, it was like 88 degrees, and I thought I was coming to Nevada where it was going to be 88 degrees, but I'm in northern Nevada where it's 50 degrees. Nevada. Nevada. Got that out of the way.
By accident, Jeb Bush announced that he was running for president. And everybody said, not yet, just he was in. He said, okay, I made a mistake. And then later in the day, by accident, he called Hillary and congratulated her. And now, time for another Mike Huckabee campaign promise.
As president, I'll take this country back to the Stone Age in a matter of minutes.
Well, it seems like the election, it's so far away, but it seems like it's almost in full swing now. We have a lot of candidates giving interviews, a lot of candidates criticizing other candidates, and Jeb Bush criticized Hillary Clinton this week by saying, you can't script your way to the presidency. You cannot script your way to the presidency. When she heard this, Hillary said, that accusation is completely lying. Lying.
All right. Here's Ellen DeGeneres from her daytime program joking about children and their cell phones and when they get them.
It seems to me that parenting is getting more and more challenging. Would you agree with me?
Yes.
Check out the survey I just read. It says the average age kids get their first cell phone is 6 years old. And how many of you have kids that are actually begging you for a phone right now? Yeah, everybody. Most parents won't. And, I mean, because really, why give a six-year-old a phone? But here's the thing. One of you will, and you're the problem. Right? The only phone I was allowed to have when I was a kid was a tin can with a string. And that was just so I could get in touch with my imaginary friend, Randall. To be fair, I'm sure previous generations looked at kids growing up and thought the same thing. Look at these kids with their fancy shoes and their flushing toilets, you know.
All right. 28 past the hour. Hello, what do you say about that? 28 after
Welcome to
today.
Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Mary Madeline and Ron Reagan. Coming right up, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders soared in the week after his announcement to 15% of Democratic voters. Could he have an impact on Hillary?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roots. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Let's rock this jungle!
Fresh air.
What a glorious morning!
Clean water.
Woohoo! Woo!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing!
Visit discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Reagan and Mary Madeline. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is an authentic progressive. Can he damage Hillary Clinton or change the chemistry of the Democratic 16 primary contest?
I think Sanders actually could have an impact on this race. I don't think he's going to win. I don't think he's going to get the nomination. I don't think the media would allow him to get the nomination, even if it looked like he perhaps could. But Bernie Sanders tells you what he thinks, and his message is much more popular with the general American public than most people would give it credit for. I think he's going to have a real impact and could make things difficult for Hillary Clinton. Pull her to the left, which would be good from my perspective.
Well, Marion, you might love an ideological contest. Fiorina Sanders, free market, big government.
I think he's going to do more than people think. He's got the Howard Dean infrastructure concept, which is already proving successful. I think he's a stalking horse for Elizabeth Warren, who's rightly saying no, no, no. But when the evidence of the popularity of her message is manifest in the Sanders candidacy, she may get drafted. I can't wait for your guys' convention.
That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What's going on today? You'll be happy to know that we're on top of all of that. When I say we, I mean me, Doug Steffen, Molly Page, Ken Kessler on your side, at your service, any of that good stuff. I have, from the Too Much Information Department, a confession.
Oh,
I've
good.
Told you about taking the yoga classes. Last night I came home and I was really tired. I was worn out. Man, I was like a wet dish mop. Excuse me. I had some more work to do. But my allergies are, I think most of us are feeling the allergies big time this year. So I reached into my cabinet where I have lots of things that are homeopathic. And there were two little packages. And I have some Claritin that I was going to use to sort of, get rid of the allergies. Unfortunately, I didn't take the Claritin. I took a laxative. So
please tell me you didn't go to yoga after that.
No, it was before that I went.
Good.
But I may have to step out from time to time, and I don't need the squatty potty, as it turns out today. All right, let's
understood.
Get to, yes. Speaking of the potty, somebody has stuck their foot in it, and his name is George Stephanopoulos. He stepped in the Poopalopoulos. And a matter of speaking, it's funny how you can donate to something like the Clinton Foundation and forget.
Mm.
Stephanopoulos and his wife, who's some actress, I think, isn't she? Well, who is his wife? Everybody seems to know who she is. I don't remember who she is. He gave $75,000 to the Clinton Foundation. So now George is the buzz because he didn't tell anybody, including his boss, that he'd given the $75,000. So now, as you can imagine, a lot of Republicans are not happy that he is a newsman. Here we go back to the lack of objectivity, unobjectivity, what's the word? Lack of, probably. I mean, who's going to believe this guy? Now, not that we didn't know where he came from. The guy used to sleep on the Clintons' couch. He was in the Clinton administration. Many people give him credit for the young vote that came for Bill Clinton in 1992. He and Myers, what was her first name? Remember Myers? Begins with a D. Donna, Dorothy, somebody Myers. Anyway.
Dee Dee.
Thank you. Dee Dee Myers, who was the press secretary, youngest press secretary, I think, ever. She and Stephanopoulos were great pals, and they worked and they orchestrated a lot of wins for Bill Clinton. And so when they won, Stephanopoulos didn't have a place to stay when he had his job at the White House, so he slept on the couch. So when you see, excuse me, an interview between George Stephanopoulos and any of the Clintons, there's a little something going on behind the scenes, as it were. And so this is just one of them. ABC says it's not taking any action against him, Molly, although he's bowing out of the Republican presidential primary debate. Gee.
Huh, look at that.
Wow. All right.
Oh, by the way, his wife is Alexandra Wentworth, known as Allie Wentworth. She played Jerry Seinfeld's girlfriend in the famous Soup Nazi episode.
Oh.
She has been on in Living Color. She's been on The Tonight Show. I don't know what, you know, let's see, okay. A notable film, Jerry Maguire, Office Space, It's Complicated.
Yeah, all right. So that's good. Good for her. Good for him. I don't really care that he gave the money. I mean, you know where... it doesn't shock me, because I know the guy's roots. If you don't know what the guy's roots are, then maybe you say, oh, my God, this is horrible. There isn't one Republican who's been around for the last 20 years that doesn't know that George Stephanopoulos and the Clinton family are like two... Like, what do you do with your hands, your fingers, your index finger, and the next finger, you put them together. They are...
Like this.
Like that.
Yeah.
So no surprise, no shock. Gee whiz. I wonder if we looked at a bunch of other news people, if they've done the same thing on either side. You think that Bill O'Reilly has never contributed to a Republican, or Sean Hannity to a Republican office seeker? You think that, I mean, come on, that's the way it is. But the thing is, you need to tell the story. You need to put people, if you want to be credible.
And this was their foundation. This was a charity. It wasn't like this was
going to do a campaign.
$50,000 to the campaign.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So now let's move on to something else that's very important, at least to Molly, because she loves dogs. Johnny Depp's dogs. They didn't get killed.
No.
What's the story?
Okay, the canine chaos will come to an end.
That's a great line. Canine chaos, I like that.
So Pistol and Boo are being prepared to take a trip from Australia back to the United States. Australia's agriculture minister was going to put them down because apparently, according to them, Johnny Depp kind of snuck the dogs in on his private plane because he's filming there, a new Pirates of the Caribbean movie, and they didn't go through, quarantine.
Right.
So they said, look, either get him out of here or we're taking him out. They will be boarding a plane and departing before the weekend.
Are they riding under the plane or are they riding in the main cabin?
Well, it's his plane, so I think they're flying.
Oh, I thought he was going out on a commercial. No,
No. They flew in on his private plane.
But they're flying out on his private plane.
Yes, they're flying out on his private plane. You know, like the Good Day jet.
All right. Yes, exactly. The Brady appeal has been scheduled. Roger Goodell will do his usual. So how is this shaking out in terms of the continuing fodder that's presented as far as social media is concerned? You can connect with our social media, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, email to Doug or Ken or Molly at DougStefan.com, or 888-302-3684. So what do we have? This has been the number one thing in terms of comment this week on our social media, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Barry says, nuts. They cheated, they were found out, and they must pay. The only travesty will be if the NFL backs down. Cheaters deserve no mercy.
Remember that old song? You cheated, you lied, you told me you loved me. Anybody remember that song?
No. You deflated the football.
Good job, Kenny. All right. Well, can we get, give us a couple more we can laugh about.
Well, you'll like this one. Rich says, Deflategate is such an outdated and stupid expression.
Yes.
They should call it Balgazi.
Oh, I like that. Balgazi.
Oh, yeah, that one's been passed around for a few days now.
Has it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that one before.
I mean,
that's
new.
It
was easily passed around because it wasn't fully inflated. But.
Oh. You're getting right along. You're getting to get in with the program here, Molly.
Thanks. I'm slow, but I'll get there.
You're doing fine. All right, Kenny, what else?
Tom says the Patriots cheated and the entire USA gets it except for Boston.
Yeah. Those bums in Boston. Wait a minute, I'm in Boston. 2.9 million. The WEEI, which is the sports talk radio station, one of two in Boston. 2.9 million posts on their Facebook page about this. 2.9 million. You think anybody in Boston cares about the Obama, what was that? It was the poverty speech or whatever. That nobody cares about anything here except that. And it's very interesting.
Why is that? I mean, is that because people bet on this and there was money involved? Or is it because it's so easy?
Because Boston is a sports city. Yeah. And why it is that it's a sports city, why are people so worked up about this stuff? I don't know. It doesn't make any difference to me. But I'm in the minority here. I live in the two most, the craziest states in the country. And I pay little attention. That's not true. I pay attention to what's going on, but it doesn't excite me. It doesn't get me. I'm not wrapped up, especially when it comes to sports. I don't care. But it is interesting to see how many people do care, and they wrap themselves around all of this stuff. Yeah. Pretty amazing, actually. All right, what else? You got one more good one there, Kenny?
Well, this is interesting. Kara, I'm assuming a different one.
We have Kara. We have a Kara who works for us. She's running. She's at the controls right now, as a matter of fact, so be careful.
She says, Tom Brady's suspension is not enough. He should be required to tell the thousands of college and high school football players around the country why what he did was unacceptable and unsportsmanlike.
Not likely to happen since he's appealing.
Yeah, exactly.
They're ruling anyway. And plus the fact, what Tom Brady should really be doing is talking to high school kids and to college kids about the vagaries of playing football, how dangerous it is, and how if they had any brains, they would never play it. That's what he ought to be talking about.
Well, but he can't do that and then continue to play.
Well, that's only a minor. That's a subtext detail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry.
All right, so that's the Brady thing, but it really has captured everybody's imaginations. Whew. Ladies, spring is here. You see that in all the papers, right?
So
matter of fact,
yeah.
You know we're halfway through spring?
Spring.
Really? Halfway through. If you think you have a problem with your looks, you look in the mirror this morning, you saw the bags, puffiness under your eyes, and because of the allergies, more people have puffiness under their eyes. You want to get rid of the bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes?
Sure.
Do not wait another minute. Call for GenuCell, 800-543-9262. What will that do for you? Well, this is a serum. Doesn't feel like water. Doesn't feel like oil. Put it under your eyes, around your eyes, and it absorbs the oil. I'm sorry. It absorbs the water under your skin, which causes the puffiness, and it'll go away, and you won't need makeup. You will be happy that you tried this product. 800-543-9262. I use it too. And as far as that's concerned, it does work for both men and women. Why not? You both have skin, same problem, same fix. 800-543-9262. Instantly, it will affect the way you look. Overnight, the puffiness and bags will go away. See what it does for the lines. Take advantage of their spring sale opportunity. Call 800-543-9262. Mention Doug Steffen, and they'll double the amount of Genucel that you will get in the order. So now is the time for you to come to the aid of your face, your eyes. Look your best. 800-543-9262.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
9 in 10 parents believe that a college education is an important investment in their children's future, yet just under half are saving for college, and those who do have a fund are saving less than they did last year. That's according to the latest How America Saves for College report from Sallie Mae, the nation's leading saving, planning, and paying for college company, and research from Ipsos. Sallie Mae's Rick Castellano explains.
Parents understand the importance of saving for college, but putting theory to practice is easier said than done. That said, setting up a specific account for college savings, making regular contributions, and exploring tax advantage options like 529 plans can get families on the right track.
What else did you find?
Well, the good news is parents are doing more to try and save for college, like using auto deposit and designating part of their paycheck to a college fund. Nearly half of college-saving families, however, continue to rely on general savings accounts, while only a quarter utilize tax advantage accounts such as 529 plans.
To learn more, visit SallieMae.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
I'm Chris Wald. Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away. The radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
It's 13 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Molly and Kenny and I are engrossed, enmeshed, wrapped up in what's going on in the world. Jeb Bush says he's running for president.
Oops,
shocker. Wait a minute. He wasn't supposed to announce it yet. Wait a minute. There's a big mistake there. He was in Nevada or Nevada. What do you say, Nevada? Nevada? What are they? How do you pronounce Nevada? N-E-V-A-D-A.
I say Nevada, but a lot of people say Nevada.
Really?
I was there for 10 years, and most people say Nevada, but I don't think it's a big deal.
Jeb Bush says he wouldn't have invaded Iraq. How many times has he been asked that question this week, and he's given a different answer pretty much every time he's been asked the question?
Well, apparently he keeps misunderstanding the question.
I get it. So what is the question?
The question was, knowing what we know now, would you have invaded Iraq? And he originally said, yeah, and so would Hillary.
And then he said no, and neither would she.
Yeah, but and he then said he misunderstood the question. Megyn Kelly, I believe, was asking the question.
He sidestepped the question because he was being loyal to his older, dumb brother. And he didn't say dumb, but...
How do you feel about that, really?
I don't. I think George Bush is a clown, the son. I never liked him as president. I think he was foolish. He didn't have a, but intellectually, but he's an okay guy. He's like Obama. Yeah. Okay, would you like to have a beer with Obama? If you drank beer, I don't drink beer, so I don't really want to have a beer with Obama. I wouldn't want to have a beer with Bush because I don't drink beer. Wouldn't have anything to do.
That was one of the big questions during the election of Bush. Is like, who would you rather have a beer with? And most Americans said, oh, I'd rather have a beer with Bush. Well, when are you going to have a beer with Bush?
Well, it depends on which Bush you're talking about.
Well, George, I mean, is that how you elect a president?
Yes,
you
in this
have
country.
A beer with?
Yep, yeah, that's exactly how we elect presidents here. Are you kidding? You look at some of the moronic stuff that's said by some of the kids that voted for Barack Obama when they were interviewed and why they voted, what they said about him, what they knew about him. It was pretty sad. It reminded me of an episode of Jaywalking. Remember that? Or Howard Stern sending, what's the kid's
Bob
name? Bobby? No, what's the guy? Del, what's his face? The kid that used to go out on the street all the time. Anyway, the point is that Americans often don't know much about who they're voting for. The people who make their... You see, the most important part of the election is what goes on in the primaries. That's why... I heard somebody saying something earlier today that I agree with 100%, that the electorate will not go for a socially conservative right-winger, and that's who you have to please in order to get the Republican nomination. It's almost the same thing on the left. Look at the fighting going on between Obama and Elizabeth Warren. It's that kind of stuff doesn't win you elections, however. 51 after the hour.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Meanwhile, back in the ranch, it's time for a tech talk. Greg Stebbins is here, who's the technology editor for Good Health Magazine. No, Men's Health Magazine.
Thank you,
Men's guys. Good Health Magazine. Good Men's Health Magazine. Where did that come from? I don't even know. Is there a magazine called Good Health? Must be somewhere.
Not that I know of, no. But you may have just started one.
Listen.
Mr. Editor-in-Chief.
Whatever. If we can make a couple of bucks, let's do it. Meanwhile, there are items of interest from the world of technology that people are... They've lost a lot of sleep about Apple and the iPhone, so we're going to get to the bottom of that caper in a moment here on Good Day.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Help! I'm tied up in my hotel rewards program. I'll never get enough points to make it worth my while.
Never fear. Instant Man is here.
Instant Man?
I'm the America's best value in Instant Man, here to save you with instant rewards.
What do you mean?
Join our free value club and get 15% off room upgrades and late checkout when available instantly.
No waiting, no points.
Just register at ABVI.com.
Oh, Instant Man, you win America's best value and save me. Instantly.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Can't make on budget happen. Make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKU 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
All right, Talk, Greg Stebbin here on the Good Day program. Sales of the iPad seem to be faltering. The Apple Watch, not exactly going to the moon. But does it make a difference? The iPhone wins the day for Apple, right? Don't worry and lose sleep about the value of your stock. Would you agree with that?
If you have Apple stock and you bought it early, of course, every little dip hurts, but I'm sure you've made your money back many, 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 many times.
So it's no biggie dealy.
Well, I mean, part of what's happening here is that you have to make a phone or a tablet really, you have to add some really significant feature to make it stand out above the previous generation. And What is that next thing going to be? Is it going to have holographs that pop out of it? Is it going to make margaritas? It's going to have a blender. I mean, the next gen, all you can do is make them a little faster, a little thinner, a little, you know, you can change the colors. I mean, it's tough.
Apple says that they're going to stream music. What's that going to do for them?
It's going to put you into a walled garden with an even bigger fence.
Really?
So you're going to get more and more of your content from one source, Apple, if you choose to, and it's going to make it harder and harder for you to give up being part of the Apple ecosystem and making a jump to Windows or to Android because it's going to be so much trouble. You're going to think about it, and then you're going to go, forget it. I'll just stick with what I've got.
I just saw that Fujitsu, is that how you pronounce it? The company in Japan makes lots of technical stuff, is going to develop a smartphone that you'll only be able to use by unlocking it with your eyeball.
Yeah, I mean, it's called biometrics, and we're going to see more and more different ways of unlocking things or using parts of your body as a password. The eyes are a pretty obvious one. Who knows where that's going to go? Are they going to be able to pick up your heartbeat? The Apple Watch may enable that. All of these things are problematic. I mean, using your fingerprint to identify yourself, well, I guess someone could cut off your finger if they really wanted to.
All right, well, that sounds like a good movie. So there was a study released this week of people who use YouTube or what's available on YouTube, and it knocked my socks off.
This is a pretty interesting study done by Google, and they wanted to know how and when and why do people use YouTube as instructional videos? What could I learn to do using YouTube? What generation uses it as an instructional source? Largely, or the population that uses it the most is 14 to 17-year-olds. And the number one topic for instructional videos, are you ready for this, Doug?
Yes.
Not that you would ever need to watch this video, or I, but number one video, how to kiss. Thank you for that. That was really lovely.
This is how to kiss. This is a top 10 item here.
Yeah, it was the number one item, how to kiss, which is kind of fascinating because it's one of the things that actually cannot be quantified. But you know what? You could get inspired and probably have a lot of fun.
All right. If you want to know more, you can check out the story on YouTube, no less. All right. Greg Stebbin is always a pleasure.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.